This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Sports with Balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Jamar Chase is pretty good, so that's one reason. If you're looking for the hows, you know, I think he does a good job, and that's where it starts, as a talented person, but way too much, way too many. And it really comes down to how we're playing. You know, it comes down to us. We got to play our coverages better in those situations. You know, of course, you consider everything. So there's everything's on the table always. So I don't think that's any news story. It's not definitely not headline worthy, because that's what you do. That's what I spent the weekend doing, and that's what our coaches spent the weekend doing, and that's what our players spent the weekend doing. So we'll look at every aspect of it and, you know, pursue the best path that we can think of and that we see going forward. And that's how I would describe it. I'd really rather lean on what Justin would say. You know, I don't want to speak for him on any kick, you know, other than great kick. But I watch him in practice. I watch the practice tape, and he's doing great. You know, he's been kicking the ball super well, but he's had some of these that just haven't gone through for him. You know, and no, that's not really on the table right now. He's got a big job right now. He's trying to take care of.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, that was yesterday, meeting with the media for the first time since the Ravens win over the Bengals last Thursday night. We'll work back to front, or back to the front. Little Metallica phrase for you. Brandon Stevens moving to safety.
No, ain't happening.
Hard no, it sounded like.
Oh, that definitely, because I watched it, Bob. It was definitely a hard no. It was like, it almost was like, what are you even talking about? That's like ridiculous to ask that. And I think so, too. I mean, because he can't find a football. I don't know how you put a guy in. That'd be like putting a center fielder out there, Bob, and he can't find a ball. You know, I mean, why have your best athlete out there and he's got no range to find a ball? Makes no sense to do that. I mean, right now, he's struggling at corner. Why you want to put him at safety?
Sure, I get that, but devil's advocate. All right, ball skills, debatable. But, you know, he's getting, like, torched at cornerback.
No doubt.
At least he's big enough and, I don't know, rangy enough to maybe make plays. Because you're struggling at safety, too. Let's not forget that.
You know what?
Look, I get it, but I mean, I guess all options have to be considered.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy, Bob, is watching the film, you know, of Marcus Williams. Like, sometimes he does it, like on the one deep ball, he reads it perfectly and he's over there to help. I mean, does a phenomenal job. And another one, when he comes up, makes the play, he does a phenomenal job. And then for some reason, he doesn't like to tackle Chase. You know, that's two games in a row. He let him just go for a touchdown. And then on the deep ball, you know, he's reading the wrong thing. So why can you do it good 90% of the time and 10% of the time it kills you? You know, I mean, that's what's hard to figure out. And with Stevens, I mean, he can't cover and he can't tackle. That's his issue right now.
Also heard John Harbaugh, as we work back to front, talking about Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
Missing an extra point And Vinny, you just heard John Harbaugh say, oh, by the way, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. What's up, everybody? Hope you had a great Veterans Day and tribute to all the veterans out there. We've all had people that have been members of the military. So, absolutely. Appreciating everything you have done, and I hope you had a fun time off, because you've certainly earned it. We're just along for the ride, I guess. You know what I mean? But, hey, all hats off to all of you. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, turn it up Tuesday, cranking it at 12. Tucker, you heard John Harbaugh say, you were at training camp, boom, bam, bit, bat, ball flying all over the place.
Yeah, he was doing great.
And John Harbaugh just said he's kicking the ball great. All right. That was his first missed extra point. Let's stress that. Yeah. It's not like he's missed three of them. That was his first one, but it was a huge one because the Ravens had to go for two. The struggles seem to be from distance now, I guess.
The last couple games, Bob, he hadn't hit the ball well. I mean, like, he made those, what was it, two games ago? He made the field goals, but one was barely inside the right upright.
Yeah.
And the other one barely.
He missed one against Denver.
Missed the one left.
Yeah.
You know, so he's just not hitting the ball well. And we thought it was back after week five, the Cincinnati game. Then he was good for a game or two. Then he's struggling hitting it again. I don't know. I mean, you know, you got some crucial games coming up, and I'm guessing that they're going to be like 21-20. I mean, that was a killer right there. It could have been. So he's got to get his – whatever is wrong, he's got to figure it out. And Harb said they go inch by inch on the film to watch. Because you know that – I mean, kickers know more than any special teams coach, and you know, when they're watching themselves, because, you know, they're a kicker, and all they've done is watch kicking for their whole life. So, I mean, like Harb said, Justin Tucker knows better than anybody what he's doing wrong, and he does, and he's got to fix it. And he probably fixes it during practice, but in the game, you know, like in practice, Bob, if you miss it, then boom, you just take another one, then okay, I got it figured out.
Sure.
Can't do that in the game.
Now, on a concern level for Tucker, Nolan, get in here too. You need a 45-yarder Sunday afternoon at what's it, Acrisure? What do they call Pittsburgh Stadium now? The old Heinz Field.
You got it right, yeah.
45-yarder to win or lose the game. Your confidence level is what, Vinny, you first. 45-yard.
45 to win it.
1 second on the clock, you're down by one.
That stadium's usually got some wind to it, too. 70%. He's
50,
only averaging 76.
Right. I was going to say 50-50. I mean, you can't trust it. And I think if it keeps going, it's going to get to a bad point where now Harbaugh can't ignore it anymore. You can't just brush it under the rug and say, he'll fix it. He knows what he's doing. You're going to play, like you said, a lot of crucial games. Could be as soon as this Sunday. Could be in the playoffs. You don't want to be a coach standing on the sideline with that in the back of your head. Oh, man, do I even trust this guy to make a 50-yarder to win us a playoff game? Or would I rather go for it on a fourth and short? Does that give me a better chance of winning the game? I mean, that's a tough conversation to have with yourself as a coach.
He's converted 78.9%, yeah. But his career is 90-91. So, yes, and he's only missed one from 40 to 49. But, yeah, I'm kind of not Nolan 50-50. I'd be leaning more towards yours, yeah. You know, 70%er. But Boswell...
Oh, he's...
Yeah. Justin Tucker's not going to be the best kicker on the field Sunday in Pittsburgh.
No.
And that's... It's been a long, long time since we've had to come to that reality.
And Boswell's only missed one, and he's 5 out of 6 from 50-plus. So, yeah, he is definitely the better kicker. Now, a couple years ago, I remember, Bob, he had a bad year. And then, but last couple of years, he's been spectacular.
On point. Him and Harrison Butker, I guess, are the two best kickers of football right
now.
And
the Dallas kid,
Dallas kid, and Carlson with the Raiders, but they stink, so that kind of gets lost in the wash. Also heard John Harbaugh talking about any possible personnel changes on defense to turn things around. And as he said, everything's kind of on the table. or whatever. But how much is on the table to choose from? I guess that's the big question.
Well, who do you got to put in? You know, and the other thing is, if Hamilton's out, then, you know, the guys you maybe were going to put in for Stevens or whoever's got to play for Hamilton. So we'll see. I mean, Bob, maybe they put Tre'Davious White outside at corner and they put Stevens in where Hamilton was, you know, kind of at the linebacker spot. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see because they've got two big receivers, Pittsburgh does, Williams and Pickens, and he's going to throw to – he threw, I think, I counted eight deep balls, eight. So they're throwing deep. He's going to throw – he completed 50%, but he's going to throw it deep. And he holds the ball, and if you can get inside pressure, you can get to him.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. So it's Steelers week. Everybody back to work tomorrow, getting ready for this game. Ravens are, surprisingly enough, I guess, 3.5-point favorites.
They are?
On the road. Pittsburgh is undefeated. Well, they won four in a row, but since Russell Wilson took over, they won three straight. And starting to see more of that deep throw that we've become accustomed to from Wilson, but with Mike Williams, who scored the game winner against Washington, and Pickens has really picked up his level of play. We'll see. Steelers were down double digits, came back and beat the Commanders on Sunday. But if you're concerned, and if you should be, not questioning that concern, no doubt about it, given the state of the Ravens' defense. Terps last night, college hoops. They beat Florida A&M 84-53. Maryland was up 15-0. Start the game, and then Florida A&M started chipping away, made it somewhat interesting, and then Maryland, of course, pulled away. Julia Reese, 21 points, 9 boards, a lot of dunks in the paint. 5 for 5 from the free throw line, though.
That's like, big.
That's Rick Barry stuff for a guy that, you know, I shoot free throws better than, and I'm saying this with 100% confidence. But last night, he did what he had to do. Now, I do it in my backyard or in a park and not in front of so many thousand people at a sanctioned gym by the Division I, but, you know, it is what it is. But Terps 3-0. Marquette coming to town, right, number 15 on Friday night. And I believe Inside Access is going to be there in all of their glory. So that's good news. But bad news, Marcus Jackson decommitted. 6'10 Baltimore native, power forward, one of the top recruits in the class of 25. Committed early. September, I think signing day is coming up here soon. So to use a young people phrase, Nolan, guess he wants that bag to get a little bigger. Auburn apparently is now part of the equation.
Oh, bag is big.
It is an Under Armour school, just like Maryland is. But Marcus Jackson, who played with Derek Queen in the AAU circuit with an Under Armour team, he decommits after 2 months, and he's, whatever. Again, as we said in recruiting, Vinny, you lived it. I used to host a basketball recruiting show where I knew everybody. I could name the top three recruits in the 25 class. If he signs, he signs.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. I mean, you make your hay, basically, unless it's Cooper Flagg or Derek Queen, in a transfer portal.
Yep.
So, Marcus Jackson, we'll talk about this with Jeff Ehrman later in the program. Maryland football, they lose at Oregon. No surprise. They cover the spread.
They
somewhat
did.
Surprised by that. They hung with the Ducks for a while there. It's
they,
not
they
good
competed.
Enough.
Yeah, they didn't throw in the towel, Bob. They were prepared. And I was pleasantly surprised at how hard they played.
Can't run the ball. Offensive line's just not good enough. But Oregon, they survived. Maryland, they're favored over Rutgers by 5.5 points coming up Saturday in College Park. Rutgers just beat Minnesota.
I watched that game.
Who had been playing better than any team, well, as well as any team in the Big Ten.
Yeah, Rutgers, Bob, Rutgers ran the ball extremely well. That's
Integrity. Sorry, no.
That's not going to be an easy game.
And real quick, Colton Cowser, finalist for American League Rookie of the Year, along with Luis Gil and Austin Wells of the Yankees. Third straight year the Orioles have had a finalist for Rookie of the Year. Adley finished second to Rodriguez at 22. Gunner won it last year. And looks like Cowser's the favorite if he wins. Orioles get one of them fancy picks late in the first rounds. So we shall see. For Mike Elias, big offseason for him as he was on the Big Bad Morning Show. I'm not saying he's got an open checkbook, but he's got money to spend. I mean, he's developed. I mean, three straight years, you have a finalist for Rookie of the Year, so he's doing some good things there. But now you got money to spend? Hey, spend it.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steelers have won four in a row. They're undefeated since Russell Wilson took over. They came from behind to beat Washington on Sunday. I thought Zach Ertz got the first down, personally, but it is what it is. Can't get into too much of that minutia. Ravens coming off that exciting win against Cincinnati with a little extra rest, so they'll get ready to rock and roll, but with a beleaguered pass defense right now.
Oh, Bob, they're pass defense, they're 30. They give up 295 yards a game.
Awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, their defense, they've dropped down to 27th statistically, overall defense.
Are they still number one? I don't have the stats in front of me.
Offensively?
I mean, in run defense.
Yes.
Because everybody's
73 yards. But, I mean, points, Bob, they're 25th. You know, I mean, they're bad. Average per completion, 29th. Third downs, they're 30th. I mean, it's horrible, you know, all their stuff. And the thing about it is, hadn't improved with Dean Pease. Nothing's changed. I mean, Dean came after the Cincinnati game, and nothing. Do you see anything different?
No.
I mean, it's still the same issues.
We talked about it Friday. Thursday's game, even though it was a win.
Yep.
Might have been rock bottom for them.
Yeah.
Pass defense wise.
Bob, you know what I did do Sunday. Yeah, 2 days ago now. I mean, it's weird to be in here on Tuesday.
I'm surprised they haven't said Monday yet. I will.
But watching that Tennessee game, I mean, and then you look up Tennessee's defensive stats, they're number one in pass defense. And then you watch Miami last night, their defense played damn good.
Yeah, old Siler. A couple of ex-Ravens doing some jobs there.
Yeah, and you say, you know, I mean, those were two guys that got passed over to give Zach Orr the job. And if one of those two guys has it, are we having these issues?
I think that is a 100% fair question to ask.
No doubt.
Still, I mean, I can't think back to February or March, whenever the change was made. Still want to know what the reasoning was.
Yeah. Well, Harbs did say that he liked a linebacker coach being the coordinator because he's in the middle, so he knows he's got to know the front and the back. Where Anthony Weaver, although his pass defense looks pretty good, you know, being a D-line coach,
yeah,
and he's been a coordinator before, and Denard Wilson being a secondary guy, I mean, they got a terrible team, but they got the number one defense in the league.
They got Levis as the quarterback. So, interesting turn of events. And look, Zach Orr could turn out to be a brilliant defensive coordinator, but right now, for a team with Super Bowl hopes,
yep,
that's kind of preventing them. And I think you said it Friday, Vinny, or maybe it might have been Nolan. If they had a stellar defense, they'd be 9-1 right now.
Oh, no question. Because you're up 10 against the Raiders.
Yeah, you're not losing to them.
No. And then what was
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Somebody's going to catch one of those three interceptions.
Yeah. All right, let's get out to the phones. Ravens are 7-3, and they are in second place, and they are favored on the road
That's surprising.
At Pittsburgh. I mean, that Lamar factor. He can only do so much, though. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, thanks for holding what's happening on this Turn It Up Tuesday.
Man, I just love listening to y'all say the things that I hope you say. And I'm like, Vinny, I talked to Cordell yesterday, and I told Cordell, I need y'all to ask Harbaugh, the coaches that Zach will have, what hand did you play in that? And I also asked Cordell, I said, do you think I would leave a team that has an offense like that to go and coach another team? I want to stay here. Like you say, Andy Weaver, who has been a DC, what they're doing at the other teams, even though those other teams suck because of their offense. You think I want to go to a sucking team and coach their defense when I can stay with a team that got a Lamar Jackson to keep the defense great? So this hire is the Harbaugh select, and I could be wrong about his reasoning was, and like you just said, they passed over the other guys. These guys were more, and that BS about, oh, this guy's in the middle, so he sees it. I don't care if you're sitting on the bench. If you got the better experience, you are the one who should be designated to do the job. Now, Vinny, does the D.C. have the opportunity to hire his own coaching staff? Yes or no?
It all depends. Well, here's the thing.
What does it depend on, Vinny?
Well, experience, number one.
Stop right there. Experience. That way, since Zach Orr don't have no experience.
He didn't hire one of them. He had...
But they hired
a betting man.
But didn't they hire a bunch of inexperienced pro coaches to fill out his staff, though?
Yeah,
that's
yes.
what I'm saying.
Well, the guy, what's his name? The DB coach.
See, you don't even know his name. That's how well known he is.
that was Harbs's family. His dad
was a head coach
at Indiana.
It don't matter. It's a Harbaugh high, Harbaugh friend. Look, I'm in a position I can give you a job. You give me a job to be a DC. You gave it to me in January. I'm going all around the world to hire the best
people.
Time out
1 second, okay? Todd Monken on the offensive side, I'm guessing he got to hire nobody. The only one, I believe, though, that when Joe D passed and they brought in George Warhop, Warhop was with Monken in Tampa.
Right.
So that I think Warhop is probably the only coach that he got to hire.
Doug Mallory is the second.
Bill Mallory was his dad.
Right. And I just want to say this last thing. Harbaugh puts people in place. He wants that, not who you want. He wants to be the one that brings in the groceries. You just do what I tell you. That's why our team is that's why the defense sucks, and that's why the way it is, because he has a big hand in it. That's all I'm trying to say, y'all. Thank you.
I'll give you a couple of different examples. Like when Joe Gibbs came into Washington, he had his old group of guys, offensive guys, and defensively, he went and hired Greg Williams, who had just gotten fired as the head coach at Buffalo. Greg hired every one of the defensive coaches, and that's experience. When I was in San Fran, Pete Carroll, Ray Rhodes left, went to be the head coach, and then Pete Carroll came in, and Pete hired nobody. Just kept everybody that was there. So it all depends on the situation. But if you've got some experience coming in, more times than not, the head coach is going to let you bring in.
But to that point, and we'll hit a break, and we'll get back to your phone calls here in a second. You have an inexperienced DC, he's never called plays before, and then you bring in a bunch of inexperienced assistants, whereas Mike McDonald had Zach Orr. He had Anthony Weaver, he had Denard Wilson, and you lose that. And Mike McDonald went and got a head coaching job, so we're not, thank you, go ahead and do what you got to do. Wouldn't you want a little more,
experience?
And that's why Dean Pease is here in the first place. Anyway, the Ravens are 7-3. Let's keep stressing this. And they are favored at Pittsburgh, 1 o'clock Sunday, up there at Acrisure. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Got Vinny's Dirty Dozen. We 10's over. Monday Night Football, I don't want to say it was an extravaganza. That'd be overselling it. It was a competitive game. And are the Dolphins done? I don't know. Bad loss for the Rams, though. Kyle Hamilton to play against the Steelers. That's going to be detrimental to an already shaken pass defense.
Yeah, no doubt about it, because Hamilton's been pretty consistent as of late. And, you know, playing up on the line of scrimmage more so, does a really nice job in the run stuff. And he's been making a lot of tackles in the run game and in the pass game. So, I mean, he stepped on the tight end, or the tight end stepped on his foot, or he stepped on the tight end's foot. So hopefully it's a low ankle sprain. And he's been getting treatment probably 24/7. But yeah, Bob, I would think that if he's not, and Harb's not going to say anything till Friday, he doesn't need to, you know, tell Pittsburgh that Hamilton's playing or not playing.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Noel McGraw, other side of the glass, turned up Tuesday, cranking it to 12. Kevin Allstriker, Ravens Wire, USA Today, 11 o'clock. Kyler McDaniel, ESPN, talking about free-agency, Major League Baseball. David Rubenstein told Mike Elias, you can spend some dough. How much is he going to spend? What be prudent? As I said last week, Nolan, all Bob wants for Christmas, aside from socks and underwear, like I get every year, two starting pitchers and a right-handed power bat. Is that too much to ask for? Go to Ed and Arbutus. Ed, thanks for holding. What's up?
Bob, Vinny, good day to both you gentlemen.
Thank you.
Observation critique on the upcoming Steelers. Good football team, all phase matchup capable. Their offense, O-line, seemingly stronger run blocking and pass protection. I thought the Commanders' D-front game-long scrimmage line advantage rushing the QB. Wilson did take some hits. Steeler tailbacks, number 22 and number 30, equally talented, both attack tacklers with a vengeance, second effort backs that run through first contact, threat to gash on every carry. Receiving group, 4-5 with big body, sure-handed targets. QB Wilson will attempt at least two each quarter, 8 total, high-arcing deep shot loft passes, as you mentioned, Benny. Confident in his guys to win the 50-50 contested catches or draw PI. Notable tendency since they put Wilson at the first-string quarterback position. First two plays each game, number 22 run dive, C-gap left, followed by play action fake, boot waggle right, flat pass to the big target tight end. Each game they've done the same two plays. Their defense, duo edge guys, number 90 Watt and number 56, pocket pressure mayhem when they're both playing.
Highsmith's out.
Yeah. I was going to say, if he's out, that's a big loss for them. Unfortunate injury for him. D-tackle Hayward also generates consistent middle push charge. Queen Elliott and thud closer safety Fitzpatrick, all very good rundown tacklers. They're special teams, efficient in execution, kicker Boswell, reliably accurate. Left-footed punter will flip the field as well. However, they did commit a costly fake punt decision from deep in their own territory. Element of surprise was there, plus they had a 7-0 lead, score advantage. But it has to be attempted only midfield so as not to cripple your own defense, which they did. Commanders capitalized to tie the game 7-7. Moving on to the last play of the game, I'm guessing change of quarterback voice reflection induced encroachment. Sometimes QBs intentionally stay on the same snap count on purpose. First go. Change up if it's needed late. Certain he told his team not to move until they heard second go. Steeler O linemen were disciplined, didn't move. Commanders D-line did, game over. Last thing today, gentlemen, Ravens-Cincy game. Notice the Ravens offense did not utilize two every game productive plays. Wheel route and backdoor screen to Justice Hill on the left side. Thinking this week, front side leak out screen and wheel route to the right behind Watts rush could prove to be open as well. That's it, and I thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed, thank you as always.
Didn't they hit Wallace on one wheel route in the hole? I thought they did. I thought they did in that. But, yeah, some of the things that he said, you know, what with their offense, he's right about, and we talked about it, eight. He's going to throw eight balls up. I mean, if in doubt, he's throwing it up and deep and high. I mean, it's going to be high. They're off. The only thing I would say about the O-line, I don't think they're knock you off the ball. I don't think they're real good run blockers. The key, one of the big keys of this game is going to be Travis Jones and Matabike, because their center and their right guard are two rookies. You know, and the left guard is an unrestricted free agent that they got from Philly, but it was a second rounder and a fourth rounder. So I'm putting a lot of stock in Travis Jones and Matabike in this one.
Steelers week, first place on the line. Ravens win Sunday starting at 1 o'clock at Acrisure Stadium. They will be in first place in the AFC North. We'll come back. Vinny's Dirty Dozen, who are the 12 best teams in the NFL through 10 weeks as the Dolphins win. I'm guessing they're not going to be part of the Dirty Dozen, but they're not part of the Feeble Five, which we'll get to later in the program. And then we've got Kevin Ostreicher, Ravens Wire USA Today. We'll talk to him top of the hour. Talking about the Ravens, 7-3, but a beleaguered defense there, shall we say.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams according to our GM, Vinny Serrato.
You're damn right I'm serious. Look, they might not be pretty, but any one of mine is worth 10 of yours.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Cracking it to 12. You want a loud, we'll play it. Doesn't have to be heavy metal, but you get the point. Send your song request, Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. 10 weeks of NFL season over as the Rams lose at home to the Dolphins 23-15. We'll get into that when we do our picks. But right now, most importantly, let's talk about the 12 best teams heading into the what? We're already in the segment. Thanksgiving's in what, less than 2 weeks? That already does it.
All right, let's go recap week 10. It was Kansas City 1, Detroit 2, Baltimore 3, Buffalo 4, Pittsburgh 5, Philly 6. All those 6 won. Then it was Washington 7, Minnesota 8, Atlanta 9, Green Bay 10, Houston 11, and the Chargers 12. So coming in at 12, 5-4 San Fran. They won at Tampa 23-20, and they are hosting Seattle this week. Brock Purdy, he's had a quarterback rating of 100 or higher in 10 of his first 15 road starts.
Hey, but they were fist fighting on the sidelines in that game. Yes, Moody was way off track.
Tied with Mahomes for the most since 1950.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Coming in at 11, 6-4 Arizona. They beat the Jets 31-6. They're on bye this week. The Cardinals O-line have allowed 0 or 1 sack in 7 of the last 10 games.
And Kyler Murray starting to play himself into some, not saying MVP, but Pro Bowl consideration. And James Conner, it's like April 15th, December 25th, and every Sunday, James Conner scores a touchdown, right?
That guy's gotten better.
Yeah. As he's gotten older.
Yeah.
Former Steeler, by the way.
Yep. Coming in at 10. 6-3 Chargers. They beat Tennessee 27-17. They're hosting the Bengals. Now, 22 teams have allowed over 200 points this season. The Chargers have allowed 118. Their defense playing really well.
Are they now the scary team to watch as we head into mid-November here?
Well, the thing about it is, Bob, they've got Steelers.
They got Cincy in a huge game for both teams Monday night.
And then they got the Steelers.
Sunday night, rather.
Yeah, so they play the Steelers the week after the Ravens do.
And Herbert looks like he's starting to get it together a little bit with McConkie and Quentin Johnson.
And Gus Bus is back.
Yeah, and had a good game.
Yeah, and the receiver who couldn't catch last year.
Quentin Johnston.
Yeah, he's all of a sudden becoming a player. Coming in at 9, 6-3, Green Bay. They were on bye. They're at Chicago. Now, Xavier McKinney is the only NFL player to have created 7 turnovers, 6 interceptions, and 1 fumble recovery.
That's Defensive Player of the Year consideration, I would think.
No doubt. Coming in at 8, 7-3 Washington. They lost 28-27 to Pitt. They're at Philly Thursday night for a huge game. Dante Fowler is the only NFL player to have 6-plus sacks and at least 1 interception and a defensive touchdown.
Not bad.
Coming in at 7. 7-2 Minnesota. They won at Jacksonville 12-7. They're at Tennessee. Now, Sam Darnold has 5 picks in his first 7 games. He's thrown 5 in his last 2 games.
That was an ugly, ugly game based on my red zone viewing pleasure.
Mac Jones,
It was brutal.
Come in at 6. 7-2 Philly. They skull-dragged Dallas at Dallas 34-6. They're playing Washington Thursday night. Jalen Hurts, first quarterback in NFL history to have 10-plus rushing TDs in each of his first 4 seasons.
How about that? And he's starting to pick up the pace in the performance category once he and Brown and Devontae Smith get it rolling. Goddard's back now.
Yep, Goddard's back, caught a touchdown. Yep. But the key is they got a run game now.
Sure.
That's helped Jalen Hurts. Coming in at 5, 7-2 Pittsburgh. They won at Washington 28-27. They're hosting the Ravens. Since Russell Wilson was named starter, George Pickens has averaged 92 receiving yards per game.
Vinny, I'm not psychic, but something tells me he's going to be a problem Sunday at Acrisure Stadium for the Ravens defense.
I think you're right. I Bob, if I'm a betting man, Marlon Humphrey, get ready, baby. Coming in at number 4, 8-2 Buffalo. They won at Indy 30-20. Our man Joe Flacco threw pick 6 first play of the game.
Yep.
They're hosting Kansas City. Bills have scored 30 or more points in 4 consecutive games.
And it was an ugly 30. You mentioned a Flacco pick 6. He threw 3.
Yeah.
A couple were of the deflected variety. Josh Allen didn't play all that great. He turned the ball over a couple of times.
He hadn't played great the last few weeks. Coming in at 3, the Ravens beat Cincy 35-34. They're at Pitt. Ravens lead the NFL in total offense, yards per play, rush yards per play, passing yards per play, and first downs per game.
Fair to say the top 2 MVP candidates are Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry?
I would say that.
Where's the competition coming from right now?
And Derrick hadn't had, he needs a heater like against, he needs like a 200-yarder against Pittsburgh. And then he'll be.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Coming in at 2-8-1 Detroit. They won at Houston 26-23. They were down, 23-7? They're hosting Jacksonville. Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions and still got the win. Only 3rd time since 2000, joining Matt Ryan and Tony Romo.
That's a rare occasion that you turn it over that many times and still find a way to win. Ugh. How bad of a loss for Houston was that?
Man, that was a killer, especially when you're up 20 and you're dominating the first half. And then you give them an interception or a fumble the first play of the 3rd quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming at 1-9-0 KC, beat Denver 16-14. They're at Buffalo. Travis Kelce, 95 career TD receptions, 4th most by a tight end in NFL history. He's kind of heated up a little. You know, I mean, he's averaging about 9 yards a catch or a game as of in the last 3 or 4. So, in summary.
But it was a blocked field goal that saved their bacon.
You know, it's
in that game.
Yeah. And Bob, I didn't quite realize this because they were talking about it yesterday. I was watching Get Up or something. And they bring in the snapper. And the regular center is the dude that goes to left tackle. And if you watch all of the kicks that they had, the PATs and the field goals that Denver had prior to that one, that dude got run over twice, and they were close to blocking it. So they felt like they were going to block it. I mean, it looked like they collapsed the whole line.
Yeah, Denver, nice bounce-back performance after the Ravens spanked them, but... You know, Kansas City, find a way to win. They're doing it, man.
Well, what it helped is it helped all those teams, Bob, because Denver is now 5-6. So
they're 5-5.
5-5. So that last playoff spot, Bob, there's all these teams that are 5-6 or 4-5 or whatever. They're now, there's nobody running away with it. A lot of teams have an opportunity at that spot. All right, in summary, KC 1, Detroit 2, Baltimore 3, Buffalo 4, Pittsburgh 5, Philly 6, Minnesota 7, Washington 8, Green Bay 9, Chargers 10, Arizona 11, and San Fran 12.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire, talking about the matchup with Pittsburgh. Ravens, if they win, they'll be in first place in the AFC North. Plenty of prep for that one coming your way. Whip around 11:15, busy night in the world of sports. Stay tuned for that. Kyler McDaniel, ESPN, will talk about the baseball free agent class. A lot of heavy hitters, pun intended, and some big arms as Corbin Burns leads the way there. And then a funhouse trip with Mr. Electricity, Nolan McGraw. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. Steelers week here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.